Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Lamed Amud Beis. We're holding on Lamed Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom, on the last word of the line. So, with the Gemara was in the middle of discussing a lulav hagazel, and we mentioned two different problems with using a stolen lulav. First of all, there's the problem of lechem, that it has to be yours. On the first day of Sukkot, the arba minim have to be lechem, it has to be owned by the person who's being yotze the mitzvah. And the second issue with using a stolen lulav is mitzvah habav aveira. The halacha is that if you steal something and you use that for a mitzvah, so you're not yotze because of mitzvah habav aveira, and that's going to apply all 7 days of Sukkot. So now says the Gemara, Amar luhu Rav Huna said, Lahanu Avankari. He told these certain Jewish merchants, he told them, these merchants, they used to buy the hadassim from the Goyim to then sell to the Yidden. So Rav Huna told these merchants, Kizavnisu Asa Me'akum, when you go ahead and you buy the hadassim from the Goyim for Arba Minim, when you buy these hadassim from the Goyim, so you should be careful, like Tigzizu Atun. You should not be the ones who cut the hadassim from the karka, from the fields. Have the goy, Ela Ligzizu Inhu, have the goyim, have them cut it, via Havuluhu, and they should give it to you. You shouldn't directly cut the hadassim, have the goyim cut it, and then give it to you. My taimo, why am I telling you this Eitzah? Because stam oivde kechavim gazlane arosaninu, because minastam a guy stole the karka that he's on, and Rashi points out v'shema oisei karka miyisrael havo. Maybe it was owned by a yid, but the point is that maybe that minastam this karka was stolen, and the significance of that turning on Tamid Beis is that the karka ain't a nigzelas. The halacha is that karka never leaves the rishus of the original owner. So let's say Reuven is the one who originally owned the field. A guy went ahead and stole it from Reuven. The halacha is that the field is still considered owned by Reuven. It's still in Reuven's possession. Even if he's meyayish, yish doesn't help. No matter what happens, the karka is always considered in Reuven's rishus. It's his karka. Hilkach, therefore, said Rav Huna to these merchants, Ligzizuhu inhu, have them, have the goyim, cut the hadassim from the karka, kihechi, in order, dilihavi yish bailim bidayu, did who, that it should be, yish should come out into the hands, it's in the hands of the goyim, vishinu harishos bidayhu, and then it will be shinu rishos when it comes to you. Meaning like this. The karka is in an exelus. So as long as it's in its karka state, when the hadassim are still attached to the ground, so it's still owned by Reuven, it's still owned by the yid. When whoever takes it off of the karka now, whoever cuts it, he's gonna be the one that's stealing. He's the one that's now taking it out of the karka. The bailim have yish, and so the one who takes it out of the karka, he's the one who stole it. So now Rashi has two ways of explaining this Gemara, of why Rav Huna told these merchants not to be the ones to take the hadassim out of the ground. So the Aruch HaNer first of all points out that when Rav Huna gave them this Eitzah, he didn't tell them in general, anytime you buy something from a guy, make sure not to take it out of the ground. If you buy watermelon from a guy, make sure you're not the one who takes it. When you buy onions, you make sure not to take it out of the ground. He never told this as a general Eitzah, that when you buy things from Goyim, don't be the one to snip it from the ground. Because really this, the Aruch HaNer explains, really this is a far-fetched chashash. The fact that maybe this field was stolen and it was stolen from a yid, that's already not such a chashash, that we really normally would have to have. And therefore, in general, there's nothing wrong with someone who wants to buy something from a guy, with him to take it from the ground. The problem over here is with regards to Arba Minim. For the mitzvah of Arba Minim, we're more machmer, we're more careful. Therefore, with regards to the mitzvah of Arba Minim, Rav Huna cautioned, he warned these merchants, he said, be careful, you shouldn't be the ones to take it from the ground. So now Rashi explains the Gemara in two ways. One way to explain the Gemara, it's a machlekes and bava kama, if yish is koine or is yish not koine. So Rashi explains according to each man damar. You could say that first of all, yish is not koine by a ganav. Even though generally, if you find an aveda,
if you find a lost object and the owner was miyayish, so the halacha is that you could keep it. Yish is kaina. Could be works mitam hefker. It's kilo the bailim or mafker, the item, once they're miyayish. You know, the halacha is that you're allowed to keep an item that you find, an aveda that you find at the bailim or miyayish, you're allowed to keep it. There's a man, the Amar in Bava Kamma, who holds that that's true by an aveda. But if you steal something, you took it be'isser, so then yish is not kaina. So now Rashi explains that if the merchants themselves would take the hadasim out of the ground, so it's considered that they are the ones who stole it, yish is not kaina. Yish is not kaina, and therefore it's not lachem. They can't use it for the mitzvah because it's not lachem. It's not theirs. So what does it help that the guy takes it? Because now if the guy takes it, so now he's the one who stole it, the halacha is that even if yish itself is not kaina, if you then have shinui rishus, or shinui shame, or shinui maisa, for now we're going to focus on the concept of shinui rishus. If you have shinui rishus, that it changes owners, that the object changes hands, such as in this case, the guy will be the one to take it out of the ground. Yish happens by him. It's not kaina. It doesn't become halachically the guy's. But then you also have on top of that shinui rishus, that the guy then hands it over to a yid. So then these merchants, these yid and these merchants, then the halacha is that it is considered theirs and it will be lachem and they could use it for the mitzvah. That's one way Rashi explains the Gemara. Or you could explain that really yish is kaina. So why can't the merchants themselves just take it out of the ground? Again, we're not really chayshesh leinin the hilchos gzeila that it's a problem. In terms of the mitzvah, it's not going to be a problem. It's going to be lachem. If they take it out of the ground, so they're good to go. Again, we're not really chayshesh for gzeila. We're only chayshesh alts the mitzvah. Alts the mitzvah, there's nothing wrong. It's going to be lachem. So if yish is kaina, why not have them themselves? Why not have these avankari, these merchants? Why not have them take it out of the ground? Says Rashi, even if yish is kaina, but it's still going to be a problem, being that they're the ones who took it out of the ground, they're the ones who stole it, so it's going to be a problem of mitzvah haba b'avera. So that would be another reason why they wouldn't be able to use it. Instead, therefore, have the guy take it out of the ground, they'll be the ganavim, when they then hand it over to the merchants, when they hand it over to the avankrim, so then, since it also went through shinui rishos, so it went through yish, and it also then went through shinui rishos, so even though in regards to kinyanim, nothing changes with shinui rishus, already the yish was kaina. So it's not that there's a more element of a kinyan with the shinui rishus, but it makes it that it's like a new heftza, makes it like it's another step removed, then it's not considered a mitzvah haba b'avera. If the yid, if the merchants, if the vankari would be the ones to take it out of the ground, so the yish would happen by them, then that would be considered a mitzvah haba b'avera. But if the guy takes it out of the ground, and then gives it to the yid, so this is already very far removed, that's not going to be a problem of mitzvah haba b'avera. So two different ways of how you could learn what Rav Huna's Eitzah was to the Avankri. But the point is that he told them that they shouldn't be the ones that take it out of the ground, rather have the guy do it so that you could have yish and shinui rishus. And again, either that's working so that it should be kaina, so that shinui rishus, because yish is not kaina, the shinui rishus finalizes the kinyan, now it will be lachem, or because it makes it that it's a step removed, so now it's not a problem of mitzvah haba b'avera. But the point of this sugya is going to be that we need it to be that there's yish and shinui rishus before your yaitzeh the mitzvah. Well, frak the Gemara, saif, what's the issue? What, and then the day, ki gazazu avankari, even if, let's say, these merchants would be the one to cut it from the ground, what would be the issue? These are merchants. They're then gonna take the hadasim, and they're gonna sell it to someone else. So li have a yish bailin biadayu, the yish will be in the hands of the avankari, v'shinui harishus biadon, and then the shinui harishus will be in our hands, in the hands of the buyer. So you're still gonna have that. You're still gonna have the yish and the shinui harishus. Why did Rav Huna have to tell the avankari, have the guy take it, so that you have yish and shinui rishus? Let the merchants, let the avankari take it. You'll have yish in the hands of the avankari, and then you'll have the shinui rishus in the hands of the buyer. And again, if we were really choshesh for gezel, so then the kasha wouldn't make any sense. Have the merchants take it from the ground? That's gezel, if we're really choshesh for gezel. But again, the Aruch Lener explains it over here on these words, Dibur Maschil Saif. He says that we're not really choishish for the gezel. We're just doing this als arba minim. So als the chumra of arba minim, so you'll still have the yish and the shinu rishos, even if the avankri themselves take it from the ground. So why did Rav Huna tell them to specifically have the goy take it out of the ground? Says the Gemara, Light Sricha, Bahishana da Avankri Gufayu. Because we're not talking about, Rav Huna wasn't telling them that the Hadassim, that they go ahead and sell, that they should have the guy take it out of the ground. Rav Huna was telling these merchants, I understand when you sell it, you might take it out of the ground, you'll look for the best ones, and this and that. When it comes to taking the Hadassim for yourselves, the Hadassim that you yourselves are going to be Yaitse with, so on those ones, be careful that the guy should take it out of the ground. That was the Eitzah that Rav Huna was giving them. That when it comes to the Hadassim that you're planning on using for the mitzvah of Arba Minim, so be careful that the guy should take it out of the ground, so that it will be Yish by them, and then Shinui Rishus by you, and then you could use it for the mitzvah, it will be Lachem, it won't be a problem of the mitzvah Haba Baveira, and like that, everything will be fine. That's what Rav Huna was telling the Avankari. Says the Gemara, V'liknuhu b'shinu ma'isa. Still, even if we're talking about the Hadassim of the Avankari themselves, we're talking about the Hadassim that they're going to be using for their mitzvah of Arba Minim. So again, we need it to be that before they use it for the mitzvah, that there's Yush and then Shinoi Rishus. Why do we need it to be dafka shinoi rishus? V'liknuhu b'shinoi ma'isa. Let it be yish and then shinoi ma'isa. Let the avankri themselves take it out of the ground. So now it will be yish by them, and then in order to make it an extra step removed, either else the kinyan or else removing it from being a problem of mitzvah haba ba'avera, so enechanami we won't have shinoi rishus because they themselves are using it for the mitzvah, but we'll have shinoi ma'isa because you'll be doing a when they're ma'age, when they bind up the arba minim altogether, so that's already like changing the chetza, that's called a shinoi ma'isa, that's another way to be kind of something, even if yish is not kind of. That's another way to make it an extra step removed, even if it's a problem by yish of mitzvah haba ba'avera. They'll have yish, and then they'll have shinui ma'isa when they're ma'agid, the arba minim altogether. So why, even the arba hadassim that the avankri are using for themselves, why can't they take it out of the ground, and then they'll have yish and shinui ma'isa? So says the Gemara, because kasavar lulav ain't tzarech eged. The reason why this doesn't work is because they hold like the Chachamim that lulav doesn't need an eged. You do it as a mitzvah min hamuvchar, it's a hiddur to be ma'agedet, but really, be'etzem, a lulav doesn't need an eged. And therefore, when you're even if they are ma'agedet, that's not considered chashuv. That's not enough of a shinoi because it's not really a halachic thing, because it doesn't really need the eged, and therefore that's not considered a shinoi ma'isa. So you can't have the avankri take it out of the ground, because then they'll just have yish, and then that's it. So it's not going to be lachem, or it's going to be a problem of mitzvah ba'avera, even if yish is kaina. You don't have that extra step. You're not going to have shinui ma'isa, and you're not going to have shinui rishos when it comes to the hadassim that they themselves are using. Therefore, Rav Huna told them to have the goyim take it out of the ground, because they hold that that lulav ain tzarech eged, so it's not considered a shinui ma'isa, it's not choshev. V'im timtzoloimar lulav tzarech eged, and even if you're going to tell me that really a lulav does need an eged, so this eged is considered choshev, so it should be considered a shinui ma'isa, still it's not choshev, still it's not considered a shinui ma'isa, because shinui achayzer libriyasayhu, it's a shinui that could be so easily changed, all you have to do is untie it. It's so easily changed. And so the halacha is that such a shinoi, that's not chashuv enough to be considered a shinoi ma'isa. And again, so all you're going to have is yish. You're not going to have that extra step. You're not going to have shinoi rishus or shinoi ma'isa. Well, frakta gemara, there's a different type of shinoi that you'll have. V'liknuya b'shinoi hashem. Another way, even if you hold yish is not kaina, that you could be kaina something after you steal something, is with shinoi hashem. If you do something to make it, that now the chetza has a different shame. Or even if yish is kaina, but this is another way, shinui hashem, to make it that it's so far removed that it's not a problem of mitzvah haba ba'avera. You'll have shinui hashem. What's the shinui hashem that you have over here? Originally, when they take it out of the ground, it's called the asa. Once you bind it together with the lulav and the aravos, so now the whole thing has a shem haishana to it. It's called a haishana. And if so, so you do have these two steps. You'll have yish, let the avankri themselves take it out of the ground, and you'll have yish, and then you'll have shinui hashem. So now it will be kaina through shinui hashem, through the yish and the shinui hashem. Or even if yish itself is kaina, but now it won't be a problem of mitzvah haba bavera, because now you made it an extra step removed. It's like a different chafza after shinui hashem. And if so, why did Rav Huna tell the avankri specifically to have the guy take it out of the ground? Why couldn't they themselves take it out of the ground? Even the hadassin that they themselves are using, they should be able to take it out of the ground, and you'll have yish and shinui hashem. Says the Gemara, because meikara nami la'asa hishanu karule. Because even originally, even when they first take the hadassim out of the ground, it is called a hishana. You're assuming that there's a shinui hashem, because at first it's called an asa, and now it's called a hishana. But really the truth is, Rashi says, I'll shame the future, already when you take it out of the ground, it's called a hishana, it has a shame hishana, therefore there's no shinui hashem. We spoke out before, there's no shinui maisa, there's no chashiva maisa being done, there's no shinui reshus when it comes to the hadassim that they themselves are using. Now we understand Rav Huna's Eitzah. Rav Huna therefore told them specifically, have the guy take it out of the ground, the guy will then give it to you. Now you'll have yish in the hands of the guy. You'll have shinui reshus when it gets to the merchant, when it gets to you, and through that either you'll be kainet or it'll be far removed from the gazelle, then now it won't be a problem of mitzvah haba b'avera.